98.1 The River, Homegrown, the name of that band, General Bye Bye. And before that, you heard Hold Your Horses, both of those bands out of France. And we'll be getting some coverage in the Mountain Express coming out on stands on Wednesday. We do this every week, the Mountain Express Spotlight with Allie Marshall, arts and entertainment reporter for the Mountain Express. She's on the line with me. Hello, Allie.
Hello.
Let's talk about these sweet bands, Hold Your Horses and General Bye Bye. They're awesome.
I know. They're really fun. Both of these bands are really neat to me because they both have these cool Asheville connections. Hold Your Horses, the singer, Flo, she's actually American. She lives in Paris. And her sister is best friends with somebody I work with, actually the calendar editor here at Mountain Express. And then General Bye Bye, Philippe, who's the singer for them, took some time off while one of their band members was having a baby, and he decided to go to Austin, Texas, where he met both Saint Solitude and the Baker Family Band, formerly of Asheville. And from meeting them, he decided to book a tour here in the U.S. So both of those bands will be coming into town playing Club 828 on August 20 with two other great local bands, Wages and Saint Solitude.
Yeah, both of those local bands, so awesome. Wages, formerly Arizona, and Saint Solitude, Dup Crossin, has just been doing some really cool stuff. And I think overall, in my opinion, this is going to be a stellar show and probably one of the only opportunities you'll get to see these bands out of France.
Yeah, and I have to say, I think we should all go eat crepes first just to sell or something French.
Where can we get those? Can we get those at Bouchon?
Yeah, Bouchon, and then there's a new place downtown called, I think it's called the Twisted Crepe. It's on Haywood Street across from the library.
It'll be a great show. General Bye Bye and Hold Your Horses, along with Saint Solitude and Wages at Club 828 on Friday, August 20th. And then Coheed and Cambria with Porcupine Tree at the Thomas Wolfe on Sunday, August 21st. This is going to be a rockin' show.
It's a huge show, and actually one of our freelancers got to talk to Porcupine Tree, and I didn't realize that the band went back so far, but their first release is actually a cassette-only release back in 1989. Steve Wilson fronts that band, but he's also incredibly busy doing all kinds of things. Like, he produces Swedish death metal, he writes, and he's a columnist, and then, of course, he has his own band, Porcupine Tree. So, I mean, I think that people who tend to be really busy like that and multitaskers tend to do just excellent work because they're like so focused. But anyway, this show also has, like you mentioned, Coheed and Cambria and Deer Hunter.
Yeah, last time Coheed and Cambria were here was a couple years ago at the Christmas Jam. And I got to see them and absolutely love them. So definitely another cool show. And if you want to hear their music later tonight in my other local music show, Local Licks, on our sister station, 105.9 The Mountain. Kings of Prussia at the Orange Peel on Sunday, August 21st. They're actually my feature band on Local Licks tonight as well, but a really good instrumental rock band here in Asheville.
Yeah, and they're funny to me because they really kind of keep a low profile. I think it's when they first started out playing around Asheville, they wouldn't even really let people know their names. And even this week when we got their band photo, it's like their faces are totally obscured. But, you know, that's cool. They really do their thing. They moved up here from Miami in 2006. And I think it's pretty impressive that from that to headlining the Orange Peel in just 4 years. Their new album is called Occurring Before in Time. And apparently it's about a kid's dreams as they're transferred into adulthood. Sounds like pretty deep stuff.
Well, we'll be talking to him about it later tonight. And of course, you can read up about it in the Mountain Express, out on stands on Wednesday. One more artist to cover, Y Oak, at the Gray Eagle on Friday, August 20th.
I think this band sounds like a lot of fun. It's actually just a duo, but their thing is making as much sound with two people as they can. It reminds me a little bit of the Mad Tea Party, if you've ever seen them, how Jason Krekel is kind of a one-man band all to himself. That's sort of how it works with Y Oak's Jen Wassner, who fronts the band, and then Andy Stack. He kind of plays everything else, and our freelancer who interviewed them calls their band a little like Cat Power fronting early Yola Tango. So make of that what you will. It should be a great show at the Gray Eagle. And, oh, by the way, they're opening for Lou Barlow.
Yeah, I listened to some of their stuff when I went to check out some of their music. Definitely enjoy it. They're out of Baltimore, Maryland. Find out more about Y Oak and the Mountain Express. Allie Marshall, arts and entertainment reporter for the Mountain Express. The new issue hit stands on Wednesday. Thanks a lot, girl. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much.
And Y Oak for you now, it's called Siamese on 98.1 The River, Homegrown.